News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He's kept us going all week, and he is back at it, Rob Center, our fabulous producer. So we appreciate all his help and hard work in keeping us going. In the studio with us now, movie Mike McGranahan is back, ILC.com. As you're looking at Apple Plus or Netflix or any of the many, many streaming services these days, or just on good old service electric cable vision, we're glad he's on board. Campus Theater, campustheater.org, here's a sponsor, movie Mike McGranahan. Let's see. All the Old Knives.
Mm-hmm. In All the Old Knives, Chris Pine plays an FBI agent who was unable to prevent a group of terrorists from hijacking a plane and killing everyone on board. 8 years later, his boss, Lawrence Fishburne, informs him that new information suggests someone on their team may have been aiding those terrorists. Pine is therefore assigned to interview former colleagues Jonathan Pryce and Tandy Newton. The situation is complicated by the fact that the latter is his former lover, and their reunion reignites that spark. This is a good setup for a thriller, but All the Old Knives fumbles it badly. Most of the story is told in flashback. There are flashbacks to the day of the tragedy. There are flashbacks to the couple's relationship. There are flashbacks within flashbacks, and at one point there's even a dream sequence within a flashback. Telling the story this way creates two major problems. First, a movie can't easily generate suspense when it's showing stuff that already happened as opposed to stuff that's happening now. Second, all the flashing back becomes massively confusing. After the first hour, I gave up on trying to follow the story. For me, All the Old Knives was nothing more than an exercise in frustration and boredom. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5 bottles of no-dos.
Okay, so not too exciting. Well, in the trailer, it also looks like A Thousand Other Stories. I mean, it's the premise of Berlin Station right now, which I think is Apple Plus, and every other spy story, there's a spy amongst the spies.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not any different than any of them. I should mention that this movie debuts today on Amazon Prime. This is one of their big spring movies. But yeah, it's very familiar, and even though I got completely lost in the story, I still figured out the plot's big twist in the first 10 minutes. So, you know, I gave up trying to follow what was going on, and then they make this revelation. It's like, well, I already knew that. So I really can't recommend this movie at all. It's pretty boring.
Anything superlative about it? Anybody outstanding? Holy smokes, she did a fantastic job or something like that?
Well, the four main actors are all good. Chris Pine, Tandy Newton, Lawrence Fishburne, and Jonathan Pryce. You know, you can't really go wrong with any of them. They're not going to give a bad performance. They're just trapped in material that is fundamentally confusing and poorly told.
Okay, so 1.5 no-dos, which you're going to need for All the Old Knives. Mm-hmm. All right, you had a chance to see Metal Lords. Where are we going to see this fun-looking film?
Yes, this debuts today on Netflix, and this is my pick of the week. I absolutely adore this movie. You know, we haven't had a lot of flat-out comedies in the last couple years. That genre has kind of gotten pushed aside by superhero adventures and action franchises. But if you can imagine John Hughes making one of his teen movies inspired by a Judas Priest album, that would be this film. It's about two teenage best friends, and one is very obsessed with heavy metal, wants to start a heavy metal band. He enlists his best friend, who's a drummer in the marching band, and they need a bass player. And the one kid who's the drummer thinks that they should get this female cello player from their school. And the first kid says, there's no way I'm having a cello player in this heavy metal band. And the movie is about what happens as these three kids sort of loosely attempt to form this band and deal with high school troubles at the same time and use the whole aesthetic of heavy metal music to get some of their teenage problems worked out. And this movie is just really fresh and funny. And I laughed and smiled the whole way through it. So it's called Metal Lords. There are some very big contrivances in the plot, I will admit. But I really didn't care because it's so much fun. So 3 stars for Metal Lords. It debuts on Netflix today.
Oh, Netflix. Okay. You know, you're one step ahead of me. Okay.
And that's really one to see. If you just want to sit and laugh, that is the film to see.
Well, good. And it's already paid for, so that doesn't hurt anything either.
Right.
You know, so that's good. Okay. So Metal Lords. All right. So we'll see that. And you will liken this film. This is is going to be like some great, somewhat comparable films in that?
Yeah, I mean, it does have that same sort of vibe as the John Hughes movies of the 80s, the teen films. It deals very much with adolescent problems. The difference is that these kids use heavy metal music to get through it. The stars of the film, the main star is Jaden Martell, who people will remember from It, Chapter 1. He was the main kid in that. And then there's a newcomer playing the kid who's heavy metal obsessed named Adrian Greensmith. This is his first film, and his performance is dazzling. He is so good as this heavy metal obsessed character, and the three main actors all visibly play their own instruments in the film. So that gives it an extra level of reality that's really nice. They're not pretending to play, they are actually playing.
All right, fabulous. Okay, so we'll look out for that. Okay, so yeah, again, Metal Lords is out there, and we're going to enjoy that. Just good old fashioned relaxation and just suspension of disbelief, and you won't feel bad afterwards. Okay, Warner Brothers all torn up about The Flash. What's happening there?
Yeah, the star of their movie The Flash, Ezra Miller, has gotten in a lot of trouble lately. He was in Hawaii. He was arrested for attacking some people at a karaoke bar, and then some couple bailed him out and let him stay at their house, and he threatened them. And he's done some other odd behaviors. He threatened to kill some members of a local Ku Klux Klan chapter. So Warner Brothers is really trying to decide what to do, because The Flash is supposed to be one of their big movies, and that character is supposed to appear in a lot of the DC films that they're producing. And now their star has just gone way off the deep end. So they're in deep damage control, and they're considering pausing having Ezra Miller in any more of the DC films. They've got Flash already finished, but they are considering just completely either eliminating that character or recasting.
And what's wrong with him?
Sounds like he has some severe mental health problems to me.
So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that and hope he gets a great treatment and Warner Brothers supports him, and maybe we'll get some good entertaining movies out of it in the process. Well, Will Smith's 15 minutes has come and gone and gone again and gone again and gone again, but guess here we are. What's the latest?
Yeah, he's definitely seeing some fallout. A couple of projects he was involved in are being paused. Netflix had a film called Fast and Loose that he was going to star in, and they were pretty far into the development process. They've hit pause on that, and Sony has decided not to push forward with another Bad Boys movie at this point. There was another one in development. You may remember 2 years ago, Bad Boys for Life was a huge hit, and they were going to do another one, but now they're saying, we're going to hold off on that and see how this plays out. So Will Smith definitely seeing some repercussions.
Okay, well, you're not going to look at Bad Boys the same way anymore either, really. I mean, it really changes your perspective about everything that, it kind of changes the way that you look at him.
Yeah.
How are we doing at the box office? We seem to hear good positive numbers.
Yeah, people are coming back to the movies. Morbius, despite being terrible, had a pretty good opening weekend last week. Really, the success story of the spring has been Dog, the Channing Tatum movie, which kind of came out a little bit under the radar, and it just passed the $60 million mark over the weekend. And that's so great, because when you look at where non-franchise films aimed at adults were, even as recently as Christmas time, some of the Oscar-nominated movies like Guillermo del Toro's Nightmare Alley just barely cracked $10 million at the box office. Dog has been a steady performer. It's gotten to $60 million. So that, to me, is a sign that people are coming back to the movies. We know they'll come back for Spider-Man or a Marvel movie or James Bond, but when they start coming back for stuff like Dog, that means people are ready to return.
Refresh my memory. Dog, I don't appreciate that. I don't recall the movie.
He's a soldier who's has to transport a traumatized service dog from, I think it was Washington, to Arizona in time for its owner's funeral. So it's like a road trip comedy with Channing Tatum and this dog.
How'd you like that one?
It's a good movie. It's really funny and kind of touching at the end.
Okay. I'm so strange to admit, I just have no recollection of it. Okay. Super. And Morbius, of course, despite being panned by every intelligent critic out there, yourself included, doing well in the box office.
It had a good opening weekend. It's going to drop heavily. I don't think that one's going to stick around. But we've got a lot of big movies coming up here pretty soon in the next few weeks. And, we're like a month away from Doctor Strange, so we know that that'll be massive.
Okay. So, all right. And let's see. What else? What are you going to see this week?
Today I'm going to go see Michael Bay's new movie, Ambulance, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay. That looks interesting. I've seen the trailer for that, where he's an ambulance driver or EMT or something, paramedic or something.
Yeah, and they get involved in a heist and a chase. So.
Too much similar to his other film, where he was a dispatcher, 911. 911 dispatcher?
That one was entirely set inside the dispatch center. He didn't really see a lot of action, so I think this is sort of the flip side. He'll get to do the racing and the chasing.
This is him out in the field. Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Movie Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter at aisleseat.com. We check it out every time we're going to see another new movie. We'll have to catch up with Dog so we can watch that as well. And in case you don't recall, right at the beginning, he did not significantly enjoy all the old knives. 1.5 no dose was the rating there. And his appearances at WDKOK, always sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg. You're listening to WDKOK Sunbury.